Federal News Radio commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in every week. We're here bringing you all the latest and greatest information related to health and wellness, and this week is absolutely no exception. Today, we're talking about a very timely condition. We're talking about allergies, and allergies certainly for anyone listening in the local Washington, D.C. area. We are in the thick of it right now. This is the time of year when you walk out to your car, you see that thick yellow film. That's all the tree pollen. And allergy season doesn't just end right now. I know for a very long time, I've been working with allergy patients and allergy sufferers in my office, and there seems to be some very common trends that roll around as the allergy season sort of takes off throughout the year. And pretty much, if you're experiencing allergies right now, most likely your allergy issues are related to tree problems and tree pollens. Trees are usually the earliest thing in the season to start to bloom, and that starts oftentimes late February, even early March, and continues through mid-April. Right now, what we're looking at predominant pollens are, for this time of year, maple, oak, and ash trees, pretty much for this week, and it changes slightly, but those are all the early bloomers. And then as we progress, there are some people that claim or talk about their allergies not really kicking up until May or June. Those are the real grass allergies that start to kick up. And then in the ragweed really goes in the fall, and that's oftentimes the people with the weed sensitivities. And it can vary. People can have a mix of grass and tree and weed sensitivities that keep them miserable all season long. But typically, most people have a defined area of time during the allergy season when they really are feeling the worst of the allergy symptoms. And this time of year is really, in my experience, one of the worst for most people. The pollen counts are incredibly high, and the tree allergens are ones that people are very sensitive to. If you're listening and you're in this Washington, D.C. area, you'll hear about, and many people who are listening will likely have experienced the phenomenon of never having had allergies where they lived previously. But as soon as they moved to the Washington, D.C., mid-Atlantic area, they started to develop problems with asthma and allergies after never having that. And we know that this area and many areas of the country have a unique set of circumstances that make their potential for driving allergy sufferers crazy. The Mid-Atlantic area, this Washington, Virginia area, Northern Virginia area, has its own set of circumstances. And that is, we are right smack in the middle of the East Coast. And as a result, we have many of the tree, weed, and grass species that thrive farther north in the northeastern area. But being in the Mid-Atlantic, we also have many types of tree species and other types of flora and fauna that thrive in the south. So we get this sort of mix of things from the north and south being right centrally located in the mid-Atlantic area that gives us a huge array of different types of trees and weeds and grasses that cause many problems for allergy sufferers. So, what do we do if we're suffering from allergies? There's lots of different options that are out there. Of course, people are out at the drugstore snatching up all the last bottles of Claritin and Zyrtec and Allegra and Benadryls and all of the over-the-counter type of antihistamine remedies. Some work well. I find that many people that have the worst of the allergy symptoms can take as much of that stuff as they want. They get some reduction in symptoms, but it really doesn't knock things back like they would like. Conversely, or another problem, is that people sometimes don't respond or react well to some of the side effects associated with the over-the-counter allergy medications. Of course, the traditional antihistamines like Benadryl work by blocking histamine, but cause a lot of drowsiness, which is not really practical if you're trying to get anything done with your day. The newer generation antihistamines have less of a potential to cause some of those side effects, but still, some people just don't react to them well. And then what do you do about your children? I see many, many young children that are significant allergy sufferers to the point where some of them don't go outside for recess on this time of year because of their allergy flares. Do we really want to be medicating them with antihistamines all throughout the spring season? The more traditional approaches to dealing with allergy, things like allergy shots, can take a very long time to take effect and sometimes can have mixed effectiveness in certain individuals. So that's not a great option for people suffering acutely right as the allergy season starts to flare. So what we're going to talk about today, of course, being on the Essentials of Healthy Living, are issues and approaches to dealing with allergies that steer away from the more traditional model of using, over-the-counter or even prescription antihistamines or allergy injection therapies. We're going to be talking about what do we have from the natural pharmacy at our disposal that may help our bodies to cope with the symptoms of allergies and may help downregulate the allergic response without causing any of the negative side effects associated with something that is a medication-based product. So, and to engage in that discussion with me, I'm going to have on Dr. Christophe Merville. He has been with Boehringer, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic remedies, since 1990. He first served as a pharmacist in France, and later as the branch manager for the company's West Coast operations in California. He also served as an advisor for the Boehringer Institute, an educational arm of the company. In 2002, Dr. Merville was appointed pharmaceutical development manager and today is the director of education and pharmacy development. Dr. Merville has created training programs, both online and in print, for pharmacists and retailers on homeopathy and medicines available to treat common health conditions. Prior to Boehringer, Dr. Merville was a hospital pharmacist in France's Loire Valley, where he obtained his clinical experience. Born in France, Dr. Merville has completed his pharmacy doctorate in Nantes in 1985. So, Dr. Merville, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Sure. So, we've talked. I gave a little bit of intro about allergies and allergy season in this area. Do you have any other general pieces of information that you'd like to share with people about allergies and the allergic response and just the whole concept of this problem that allergy sufferers face with seasonal allergies?
I just want to add that besides pollen, there is also, especially as the season begins to dense and being more humid, we have also a lot of people that are allergic to dust mites, acarians, that are in fact living in our mattresses and pillows. And when the weather is warmer, these little beasts, they eat our the skin flakes that we leave in our beds, and they are extremely allergenic. Some people are very, very sensitive to it. So you are quiet at night, windows are closed, you think you are away from pollens, but you might also be sensitive to dust mites. And I always, clean up my pillows and mattresses as often as I can, exposing them to fresh air and sun to reduce the amount of these little beasts.
Yes, and they are little beasts, and we're not talking about bed bugs. Dust mites are much smaller, and they don't necessarily feed or bite humans. They feed on our dead skin flakes, and they are everywhere. Certainly, traditional allergy testing can help clue you in as to whether or not you have a dust mite allergy. And as you pointed out, Dr. Merville, many people do have significant dust mite allergies that cause significant allergy issues. And although it does tend to flare when the weather gets warm, typically people with dust mite allergies will tend to suffer with allergies all year round because the exposure is constant. There are some great strategies you can take if you think you are sensitive to dust mites, or even if you have, you're just an allergic person or you have an allergic child, even if it's a cat or a dog allergy, or even it's a pollen allergy, if you just decrease the amount of allergenicity in their environment, it can sometimes downregulate the response to the other things that are the known allergens. So if somebody has a highly allergic disposition, even if you haven't confirmed that they have a dust mite allergy, doing things like buying dust mite covers for your pillows and for your mattresses are a very good strategy to take to reduce the amount of dust mites that are present, which is just a known irritant to a lot of people's immune system and a known allergen.
Exactly. And well, besides, of course, the antihistamines that are very useful and that we can always keep on hand for night allergies where we don't need to be, of course, as vigilant, there is also the solution to take homeopathic medicines.
Yes, absolutely. So, Dr. Merveau, before we have to take our first break, I'd love for you to just do a little bit of an intro. And I had you do this last time you were on the show. Just briefly, if you can describe a little bit about homeopathic medicines and how they work. I think there is some general confusion out there about what homeopathy actually is and how it does work. It's the hardest one for people to really understand because it, I think, goes the farthest away from our conventional approach or thinking when it comes to using medicine and medicinal substances. However, homeopathy is a very well-proven medicine and has been around for an extremely long time and has an incredible amount of utility and usefulness. So if you could just explain a little about homeopathy, I think that would be really useful.
Well, it's very easy. In fact, those are drugs and they are used in very tiny amounts in active microdoses of different substances from minerals or plants or even animals. Very, very different from plants, in fact, themselves. But the point is that when a person has a set of symptoms, for example, allergy symptom, hay fever, a very tiny amount of adequately prepared red onion extract will relieve those symptoms, because the onion, when you breathe the vapors, when you chop an onion, of course, produces symptoms very similar to the symptoms of hay fever. You sneeze spasmodically, you have a clear running discharge from the nose, and your eyes are, of course, itching. So you give a tiny amount of the substance that would cause the same symptoms and to relieve, in fact, the same symptoms. It's a concept that has been discovered a long time ago, in fact, by the ancient Greeks, but really experimented upon and set up as a new type of medicine in about 200 years ago.
Yeah, by Samuel Hahnemann, was the primary physician and pharmacist who pioneered the use of homeopathy. As when he was the time that he was a practicing physician and pharmacist, the practices of medicine were more likely killing more people than helping, because this was the time when medicine practices were using mercury administration to try and cure things, which, as we know now, was poisoning people, things like bloodletting. These were practices where we didn't have the type of modern medicine that we have now. And the aspect of medicine was, I think, quite archaic. And Samuel Hahnemann was quite, as far as I know about the history of homeopathy, disgusted with what was going on in medicine and started pioneering some of these concepts of homeopathy and this idea that like can cure like, that something that would cause a symptom in somebody, if you give it in a tiny dose, might actually help the body to resolve that symptom. And that is really where homeopathy was born from. And he devoted his career to experimenting with these things clinically with patients and making these preparations and finding out that, in fact, the theory was very correct. And in many instances, if you found the right preparation and you matched it just right to the presentation in the body and gave these tiny doses, you could cure many different conditions and health suffering. And as a testament to Samuel Hahnemann's work and his amazing progression that he created in medicine, number one, there's a very prestigious medical school in Philadelphia called Hahnemann Medical School, which was named after him. Unfortunately, they don't teach homeopathy there anymore, but it was a testament to the work that he did as a physician and pharmacist. And the United States government commissioned, right down in D.C., I drive by it every single Friday when I drive to my D.C. office, there is an entire monument dedicated to Samuel Hahnemann with his bronze statue, a very large bronze statue. And it was something that the U.S. government commissioned to be done in his honor for the amazing work that Samuel Hahnemann did with homeopathy and helping to deal with infectious disease and infectious outbreaks in a time in the United States when there weren't many other ways of dealing with it. And that is how effective homeopathy can be. Now, when we come back from the break, Dr. Merville is going to talk to us about some of the most important homeopathic remedies for dealing with allergy, and also, very importantly, help you understand how to use them properly. Because just like any medication that you find or that you take or that's prescribed to you, if you don't take it properly, it's not going to work. And homeopathy has that same paradigm, just as all medicines do. It has to be used appropriately. And Dr. Merville is going to help us understand that and give us some remedy ideas and dosing methodologies for using homeopathy to effectively address seasonal allergy issues. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every single Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the best of information related to health and wellness. And this week is no exception. It's a very timely radio show, and we're here this week to help educate you on a very important topic, which is how to use natural remedies to deal with the allergy season and the allergy issues that many people are facing. And today, we're focusing that treatment strategies on homeopathy. And I have on the phone with me today, Dr. Christoph Merville, who is the director of science at Boron, which is one of the premier leaders in homeopathic production in the entire country and around the world. Boron really is makes some of the most cutting edge homeopathic remedies. They've been doing it for longer than anybody else. They're one of the most nationally recognized, widely available homeopathic remedies. And we're very lucky to have Dr. Merville on the phone with us today. He's going to explain to us specifically the ins and outs of using homeopathy for dealing with seasonal allergy issues. So, Dr. Merville, thank you again for being with us today.
My pleasure, of course.
Okay, and of course, your correct title is Pharmaceutical Development Manager and is the Director of Education and Pharmacy Development for Boron. So I'll correct myself there. So, no Dr. problem. Merville, help us understand how to use homeopathy for seasonal allergies. What are the remedies we want to be looking at using? How do we dose them? How are they used? You know, please just break it down for us and help my listeners get some strategies. And of course, all of these things, all of these boron remedies are available at the Village Green. So if you hear something that you're interested in, please stop on into the store and try these. So go ahead.
So let's start with a very simple solution. You know, if you don't have the time or the willingness to go through all the different solutions that are personalized for you, there is a very simple solution that works for most of the people that suffer from allergy symptoms. And the medicine is called Sabadil, S-A-B-A-D-I-L. And it's simply a combination of several of the most used active homeopathic medicines used for allergy. So you find in it, for example, our friend the onion, in Latin, allium sepa, because, of course, you know that symptoms, you know what symptoms are triggered when you shop large quantities of onions. You find also the main homeopathic medicine, which is no less than histaminum, which is a homeopathic preparation, a homeopathic dilution, if you want, of histamine, because histamine is the mediator, is the substance that is released in excess in our bloodstream during allergic reaction. And this is a substance that is responsible for the itchiness, the vasodilation, the congestion in our nose, and all these nasty symptoms that we have during allergic reactions, including, of course, skin allergies and food allergies. So every time there is an allergic reaction, you can take histaminum, and histaminum is in Sabadil, of course. You'll find also another substance that is very interesting. It's called euphrasia, and it's a homeopathic preparation from a plant called the eyebright. And the eyebright is in fact a Native American plant that has been used from eons, probably, to relieve eye conditions. Every time the eyes are affected, every time they are irritated, the eyebright was used, and today we use the homeopathic medicine from it to relieve exactly the same conditions, burning, irritated eyes. So it's in there. And you have dilutions of pollens. You'll find dilutions of ambrosia, which is ragweed, no more, no less. Makes sense to have this homeopathic dilution in the combination for hay fever. And another substance is called Sabadilla, which gives its name to the medicine Sabadil. This one is a plant, and it relieves sneezing associated with allergies, but with the itching of the palate. The palate and the throat itches extraordinary, and some people try to scratch it with the tip of their tongue. So very particular symptom. And these people are very often very sensitive to the smell of flowers. So these and a couple of other medicines are together in Sabadil. And there is a very important point to notice with Sabadil. It's the dosage. At the beginning, when you feel that your hay fever is starting, that's where you take two tablets very frequently, every 15 minutes. And you do that for about 1 hour to be sure that, you know, you nail the symptoms down. That's a very important thing. Some people think that, oh, that's a lot. I'm going to get drowsy and so on. No, you won't get drowsy with homeopathic medicines, but they work best when given at the very onset of symptoms, and they work best when they are given frequently. Then, as your symptoms start to recede, to improve, you decrease the frequency, and if you are, you know you're allergic to treat pollens, for example, and it's the full season, you can very well take two tablets three times a day during the season to reduce the frequency and the occurrence of this crisis. But as soon as one starts, you can increase the frequency back to every 15 minutes. Now, it's perfectly okay to take Sabadil during the day when you're active and working and driving, and to keep regular antihistamines, for example, at night, where you don't care about being frozen, it's perfectly okay. Homeopathic medicines and conventional medicine can be associated without any inconvenience.
Great. That's a great recommendation. And I think it is important for people to understand a little bit, you know, the allergy process. Allergies, by definition, are your body's inappropriate response to a harmless substance. So when you breathe the pollen in, for some reason, people who have allergies, their body's immune system has identified that pollen as a potential foreign invader. And it reacts by mounting an immune response that results in the release of histamine that Dr. Merville was talking about. That release of histamine is what then triggers the vasodilation, the itching, the sneezing. Histamine is the main issue that comes up with allergy issues, whether it's seasonal allergy or a food allergy. So giving something, a remedy that has the histaminum, which is basically, as we talked about in homeopathics, giving small doses of something that might cause a symptom, when you give it in these infinitesimal, properly prepared doses, it can actually help the body to resolve that symptom. You continue, Dr. Merville. We talked about Sabadil. What other remedies should we be considering when it comes to seasonal allergy issues?
So if you want to really tailor the treatment to your symptoms, and if you have a little bit more time, and of course, if you want to take advantage of what we call single medicines, though they're in little blue tubes, you are looking for a couple of other medicines. First and foremost, I want to insist, histaminum is the one you will take every time. So histaminum 30C would be the one that you will take for every possible allergy symptom, hay fever, hives, food allergy, and so on and so forth.
So instead of the Sabadil, would you take them both together, Dr. Merville, or one or the other?
No, I would say one of the other, because Histaminum is in Sabadil. The Sabadil is really the solution for people who may not be very familiar with homeopathy. But very soon, what we see is patients asking for more tailored, individualized treatment.
Gotcha. So the histaminum, you're saying, can be used for any kind of for any kind of allergic reaction. So even people that have allergies, I encounter a lot of people, they're not even sure what they're sensitive to. Sometimes they break out in skin rashes. They may have random hives come up sometimes, or they know they're going to be doing something where they might be exposed to an allergen. You're saying they could take the histaminum prior or during the exposure to help reduce some of that allergic reaction.
Exactly, and how to take it is very simple. If you know you are allergic and you might be exposed to the allergen, you take 5 pellets of histaminum 30C 3 times a day. And if you feel that something is coming up, you increase the frequency to every 15 minutes. And as you feel relief, you decrease the frequency. So very, very simple. There is no risk of overdosage with homeopathic medicines because they are using very, very tiny doses. So the next medicine that you want to take is something to reduce itchiness and congestion in your nasal cavity. And this medicine is called Apis mellifica, APIS mellifica. And you take it also in 30C. It works better in 30C. This one, in fact, is a dilution of the honeybee, and it targets every time symptoms that are related to swelling of mucous membranes, especially the nose, itchiness, even burning feeling, and the feeling that the nose is blocked, that everything is swollen there. So you'll take this one also exactly at the same rhythm, 3 times a day during the season, and if you need to take it more frequently, increase every 15 minutes, then decrease as improvement occurs. Very, very easy. So those are the two main, if you have to forget everything, those are the two main single medicine you can take. If you have eye problems, if really the allergy targets the eyes, you think about euphrasia, dilution of the eyebright plant. Every time the eye is irritated, you can take euphrasia. If you want to flush your eyes, if you have pollen, the pollens are so dense that they really affect your eyes. If you're wearing lenses and you feel that pollen is sticking there, you can use our eye drops. They're called Optic One, And the advantage of these eye drops is that they are presented as unit doses, liquid unit doses. So you squeeze one dose and little drops will flush both of the eyes, of course. And the advantage of this form is that we don't need to put preservatives. So ophthalmologists like them because there is no interference with anything else that you might want to put on the eye. So take off your lenses to be sure that all the cornea is exposed. Then flush both eyes. You have enough in each drop to flush both eyes. And then, of course, after washing your lenses, cleansing them, you can put them back. The sense of relief is immediate. And on top of it, the advantage of optic is if your eyes are not only irritated but tired because you're working on computers or under artificial light, or you are squinting your eyes because you're typing something very small in your screen, optic contains ingredients that relieve the eye fatigue. So that's an additional advantage of that.
Hmm. Very interesting. And so one of the I know that traditional eye drops, one of the biggest issues with them, you talked about because of the need for them to be sterile, is sometimes the preservatives that they use in eye drops can be pretty harsh. Some of them are even still based, I believe, in mercury-type preservatives, thimerosal-type derivatives. And I know that patients that I work with that have eye conditions like glaucoma that require regular use of eye drops, the preservatives in the eye drops are sometimes make it incredibly difficult to tolerate the medication because of that need for sterility when working with the eye. And it sounds like the Optique homeopathic formula that you're describing, the way you guys have formulated it, it is a unit dose, meaning it's just a one-time, it's a package, I guess, and they're individually wrapped or sealed or prepared so that you just use it once and then you open a new little vial or what it might be so that you don't have to use any preservatives. Is that correct?
This is correct, and in fact, the way we prepare them, we really prepare them in a totally sterile environment, and the sterile liquid, the sterile eye drop, is injected into the unit dose, and at the same time, the unit dose is sealed by heat. So ensuring that there is no possibility of contamination. Of course, we do a lot of controls on these things. And this allows us, in fact, to work without preservatives and to have an isotonic, perfectly sterile eye drop, very safe. You never have to ask yourself, oh, can I still use that open bottle? You know, is it contaminated?
Right.
That the problem that we have with multi-dose eye drops.
Okay, great. That's really great to know. And it's nice because I know one of the most common symptoms that a lot of people experience with allergies is the eye symptoms. I have many patients that come in and that's their primary issue. By the end of the day, they have the wet washcloths and they're doing the compresses on the eye. So to have something like this that's totally sterile, no preservatives, homeopathic based, that can flush the eyes and relieve minor eye irritation, particularly associated with allergies, is a really great remedy to have on hand. So when we come back from the break, we're going to continue the conversation of allergy. I think we're going to start discussing some aspects around food allergy and some other remedies that are really important also in springtime for topical issues, cuts, scrapes, abrasions, stings, bites, mosquito bites, all that type of stuff. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, an additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. CTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. and brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. Today we are talking about a very, very important topic for many of you out there listening this time of year. This is allergy season, and during allergy season, people are miserable, particularly around this area, and we need strategies to help relieve people of their allergies. Of course, there's all the prescription-based allergy medications, the over-the-counter-based allergy medications, and the traditional approaches to dealing with allergies. But for many people, these aren't practical, have unwanted side effects, or plain just don't work. So today we're presenting some of the most effective natural strategies for dealing with allergies. And one of the ones that I really enjoy working with is homeopathy. And we're talking with Dr. Christoph Merville, who is works for Boron, the leader in homeopathic production and homeopathic products in the country and around the world. And he is their chief pharmacist, head of education, and director of pharmaceuticals at Boron, and has had been with the company since 1990. So has a huge amount of experience, 23 years working specifically with homeopathics and educating people about how to use them appropriately. The wonderful thing about homeopathics is their extremely low side effect profile, because we're using these very specific, very targeted dilutions of medicines. There's basically no risk for overdose or side effects. So they're incredibly safe and they're incredibly effective when used appropriately. And that's what we've been talking about today. I love using homeopathics in children. And so many children I see in my practice suffer from allergy issues, and they are miserable. It is so difficult to watch a child suffer with allergy issues. And these are all fantastic strategies for dealing with it. So, Dr. Merville, thank you for being on the show with us today. We really appreciate you being here and sharing your expertise with us.
Thank you.
So in the last segment, we covered some of the more common remedies for seasonal allergies. We talked about Sabadil, which is a combination remedy that includes many of the best homeopathics to relieve symptoms associated with allergies. We talked about using Histaminum 30C or Histaminum, which is oftentimes used for any type of allergic reaction and can be used preemptively or during really any kind of allergy as a single remedy with extreme and useful effectiveness. We talked about Apis Metallicum, which is another homeopathic remedy specific for swelling, itchiness, nasal swelling, and congestion. And then in the last bit of the last segment, we talked about the Optique, which is the sterile eye drops, the single-use vial sterile eye drops, which contain homeopathic remedies to help reduce eye irritation and also eye strain and eye fatigue, which is great because even if you're not allergic but sit at your desk all day squinting at a computer screen or do work that creates a lot of eye strain, using these eye drops creates a huge amount of refreshment and a huge amount of of support for your eyes. So, Christoph, let's talk about some other things in this segment. I'm going to let you decide some of the other most important remedies and common conditions that people deal with that can be effectively addressed with the homeopathic remedies.
You know, with allergy, there is a symptom that many people have, is that they lie in the morning in their bed, and as soon as they wake up and they put the first feet on the floor, they start sneezing. That's a very peculiar, very specific symptom, and for which there is a very, very effective medicine. It's called Nux Vomica, N-U-X Vomica, and you take it in 6 feet, perfect. And you take it, in fact, take the 5 pellets as soon as you wake up to decrease this feeling of nose that is congested in the morning and dry at night. So very specific symptoms. A lot of people have it, and they don't really know how to deal with it. But this is one that very effective for the spasmodic sneezing as soon as you wake up and you put your foot on the floor.
So can I ask you a question, Dr. Merville? Mm-hmm. So let's say, for example, you're somebody that experiences that sneezing episode, spasmodic sneezing right in the morning when you wake up during allergy season. So you take the 5 pellets of the 6C, which is the preparation, that we designate the preparation of different homeopathics. So they take the 6C of Nux Vomica, but you know that you're going to be suffering from other allergy symptoms during the day. Is it okay to combine these remedies and, let's say, take Nux Vomica in the morning when you wake up and then use the Sabadiel or the Histaminum throughout the day to keep the other allergy symptoms okay?
It is perfectly okay. And in fact, that's a great advantage of homeopathy, to be able to really tailor the treatments exactly to your symptoms, because you know that nobody has exactly the same set of symptoms. Nobody, of course, is allergic to exactly the same substances. And this is a very important feature of homeopathic treatment, that they take in account the individuality of everybody. I frequently have this question, you know, how do you treat this or how do you treat that? What is the medicine for this or that? Well, usually there is more than one medicine, and I have to ask some very simple questions in order to find the best one. So in order to simplify all that and help everybody, we have put on our website, bornusa.com, on the homepage, we have put our Born Medicine Finder, which gives you, in fact, the best protocol tailored to your symptoms in 3 clicks or less. So very easy. You can check out the allergy, food intolerance, things like this, and you'll find in 3 clicks or less the best protocol with dosage warnings, exactly what dilution to take with all our medicine that you can find, quite easily. So I just wanted to tell you that, because sometimes people are overwhelmed saying, oh, that's too complex, I don't understand, and I will never find what is good for me.
Great. Excellent.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say also that one of the manifestations of allergy is hives, which is when the skin starts to itch and get red, and you have those very little itchy bumps on the skin. And a lot of people ask me, what can I take for this? Well, it's very easy. Two of the three medicines we have already seen, Histaminum 30C, because it's an allergic reaction, Apis mellifica 30C, because you have this swellness of the skin and it starts to itch. And the third one is easy to remember. It's a homeopathic dilution of the nettle plant, and it's called Urtica urans, like urticaria. It's the same root. And you'll take it in 6C, and you'll take that quite frequently. You can start every 15 minutes, and then you'll see the improvement coming quite fast, in a matter of a few hours. It goes even faster than Benadryl when you start very early. So people who have hives in contact with, metals or perfumes, or even when they eat something, can take this very simple triad of medicine, Histaminum 30C, Epismel 30C, Urtica urans 30C. And that, of course, is also in the Medicine Finder on our homepage.
So Okay, so that's a great protocol, I think, and important to come back to for a minute, because I know a lot of people do experience hives, and when people do have issues with hives, sometimes we know exactly what causes it. Allergy testing can reveal that it's due to something we've eaten or something we've come in contact with, but I have many patients that have random outbreaks of hives or issues related to hives that or swelling of the body or somewhere on the skin, and it's really hard to figure out or nail down exactly what's causing it. And of course, the main thing that they're left with utilizing is something like Benadryl, which we know causes drowsiness and can take a while to take effect. So you're saying that using the histaminum, the Apis, and the urticaria and the urticants in combination. So how do you dose it, Dr. Merville? Do you do 5 pellets of each all at the same time under the tongue? Do you do 5 pellets of one followed by 5 pellets of the other a few minutes later, followed by 5 pellets of the other? I mean, how do you specifically like people to dose these remedies if they're really trying to get the most effectiveness when they're having a urticaria or hive reaction?
Well, we all have very busy lives, and it's not very practical for us to take 5 pellets, count 10 minutes, take 5 other pellets, count 10 minutes. That's ideal, but in practice, it never happens. So what I say is take 5 pellets of each, and we try to repeat frequently every 15, 20 minutes. If you stop frequently, you will see that after 2 doses, your hives begin to be relieved. So you really adapt the frequency with the intensity, and it's absolutely okay to combine all the pellets together. You'll have more pellets in your mouth, but that's better than skipping one dose because that will decrease the effectiveness of the treatment.
Okay, great. So now let's talk about the pellets, because this sort of segues into some of the issues around food allergies that we were going to talk about. We know that, and we had discussed this a little bit in the pre-interview, the pellets are based in lactose. So how do you talk to people who have, let's say, food sensitivities to dairy issues, or are there any restrictions on people that shouldn't use these types of pellets because of the lactose content?
So there are 2 types of questions, and I know that many people are confused, and because their information is not always very available. So you have 2 things. You have people that have milk allergy, and they are allergic. Usually it's discovered very soon at birth. They are sensitive to a protein called casein, which is in the milk. And so they cannot drink milk because of this. Well, there is no casein in homeopathic medicine. So if you have a known milk allergy, it's perfectly okay to take homeopathic medicine for any conditions you may have. And you have the largest category of people that are lactose intolerant. That means their body is not able to process the lactose, break it down into sugars, and so they have digestive symptoms that are embarrassing and painful. And they look at our medicine and they say, oh, my God, it contains lactose. I don't want to take them. And many of them say, well, it's sad because I would probably be relieved of my allergies, but I don't want to take lactose. Okay. In order for lactose intolerant symptoms to be to appear, you have to absorb in your intestine a large amount of lactose, about 12 ounce, the equivalent of 12 ounce of whole milk. Well, in 5 pellets of our medicine, you have 1/40, 1 divided by 40, of a cup of whole milk in lactose equivalent. And the pellets are supposed to be dissolved in the mouth. So very, very little, if any, lactose reaches the intestine. So you are on the safe side. Even if you're lactose intolerant, you can take those little tiny pellets. They don't contain enough lactose to trigger any symptom.
Gotcha. So people with dairy or milk allergies are okay because there's no casein, which is the protein that's contained in milk that causes most of the allergic reactions associated with dairy products. So there's no casein in the pellets. And then what you're saying is the amount of lactose in the pellets is so small that it's too small of an amount to trigger a lactose-type reaction in somebody that is lactose intolerant. Is that correct?
This is correct. Yeah. And for people who are diabetic and need to measure the amount of sugar, also there is not enough sugar in 5 pellets to change the blood, their sugar blood level.
Gotcha.
It's very easy. You can give us a call at 1-800-BORN-1 or Born Information Center can give you exactly the quantities that we have in lactose and sugar in any of our medicines. But usually it's too small to cause any interference.
Yeah, and using these small lactose pellets is such a great way to deliver the medicine because they are pleasant tasting. They're very easy to use, and kids really enjoy using them as well. So it makes it a very nice delivery system. They're not cumbersome to carry around. They don't need to be refrigerated. They're very stable. They last a very long time, and they work really, really well. Now, when we come back from the break, because we need to take our last break here, Dr. Merville, I would like to discuss a little bit about food allergies because that is another major concern for a lot of people, something that people suffer and deal with pretty much every day related to things that they eat and causing discomfort. So I'd love to talk about some homeopathic remedies for relieving some of those issues. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Clinical studies show that Acillo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acillo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acillo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acillo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acillo on the web at Acillo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your grateful host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Always a pleasure to be here with you sharing information related to health and wellness. Hopefully you've gotten a lot out of today's show. We've been talking about homeopathic approaches to dealing with common allergy issues. Obviously a very poignant topic this time of year as it is the beginning of spring here in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And the cars and the streets and the windows are coated with pollen and people are walking around in absolute misery. All of the allergy sufferers out there are really, really feeling it. So it's a great time to be able to present people with natural options for dealing with their allergies. And again, homeopathy is one of the best ways when used appropriately. I would say that there's lots of different natural remedies out there for allergy that can be effective. Homeopathy certainly can be one of the most effective. I think one of the biggest challenges is understanding how to use it correctly and how to apply the many different remedies, which ones are best for you, and how to take them precisely. And that's exactly what we've outlined in today's show, the specific remedies, how to dose them, how to use them, what they're good for, and please use these. If you're suffering with allergy issues, don't suffer anymore. Homeopathic remedies are incredibly safe, very inexpensive, and highly effective. So head over to the Village Green if you're interested in starting to use them. Listen to the show, write the protocols down, and get started. In this last segment, we're going to talk about issues related to food allergies and food intolerances, because this is a huge problem. And anything we can do to help relieve people suffering from food allergies and food intolerances is a huge benefit, because there's not a lot of great therapies out there for these types of issues. So on the phone with me, and who's been on the show with me all day today, Dr. Merville, who is one of the Director of Education and Pharmacy Development and the Pharmaceutical Development Manager for Boryon, the nation's and world leader in homeopathic remedies and preparation. So, Dr. Merville, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about the food issues.
Well, the first thing, of course, and most important, is if you have food, known food allergies, and the problem is that when you swallow this, it goes in your throat, and the throat might swell and, of course, block the airway. So if you have known food allergies, it's a good idea to carry an EpiPen to see your physicians and get a prescription for an EpiPen. Know how to use it, because that can save your life. So I'm just talking general food allergy here, everything that can make your throat swell. So very, very important. And check that your EpiPen is not expired, of course. But if it's a little bit more, well, if it's less grave, if you're mostly intolerant to food, there are a couple of medicine that you can use. You have a lot of many people that are intolerant to food that is a little bit on the fat side, and I know it can be very, very tasty, but some people have gastric discomfort when they eat a little bit too much cake or ice cream, and they start feeling bloated and their digestion slows down. Well, the medicine for that is called Pulsatilla. Pulsatilla, P-U-L-S-A-T-I-L-L-A, and 6E is perfect. You can take that every 5 pellets every hour. In a few hours, the digestion is accelerated. So when you have a problem with digesting fat, that's a good medicine. Another type of intolerance that I'm asked very frequently is, especially for men, it's some people like to drink beer, reasonably, of course, but every time they start drinking beer, they have indigestion, they have nausea, and even vomiting triggered by beer. If this happens, the medicine would be Calibichromicum in 6E also. Calibichromicum is excellent for these kind of things, and I would say can help you, taste that good beer when it's hot and so on without too many problems. Also, people that are sensitive to cabbage or sauerkraut, and they will have these very difficult digestive problems, difficult to deal with. And the medicine in that case is petroleum 6A, very specific to people who cannot tolerate eating sauerkraut or cabbage, even though they might like it. Yeah. So you have many other medicines like this, and they are listed in our Medicine Finder, in our homepage or our BornUSA.com site. And you just have to click digestive problem, food intolerance, and then choose the kind of food that three clicks to find the complete protocol corresponding to your intolerance.
Yeah, I mean, it's a as we've been talking on the show today, I've been experimenting a little bit with the Remedy Finder, and it really is a great tool. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, homeopathics are so incredibly safe and so incredibly effective and inexpensive. I think the biggest obstacle that people have when it comes to using homeopathic remedies is not really understanding how to use them. When they walk into the store, whether it's the Village Green or another health food store, there's a large wall of all the little blue tubes and different remedies. And sometimes navigating and figuring out exactly which remedy is the best for you can be a little bit difficult. But the Remedy Finder that you developed, Dr. Merville, that's on the BoronUSA.com homepage, as I've been playing with it during the show and clicking different conditions, I find that based on my knowledge of homeopathy, it really does give great recommendations for different conditions. And you start just with things like broken down allergy, circulatory, cold and flu, cough and throat, digestive, eye care, first aid, joint and muscle pains, motion sickness, oral care, pain and trauma, smoking cessation, stress and sleep, women's health.
three clicks. You click on that, click on a few other pages as it takes you through the logarithm of finding the remedy, and boom, the remedy or several remedies pop up. And that's a great way to get started, to start using homeopathy. It is a wonderful tool if you're interested in using natural therapies in your life to support your health and wellness and that of your children and your family. Homeopathy must be a staple in your medicine cabinet. And this is a great way to start to navigate the different aspects of homeopathy and how to select the right remedies for your situation, because that is oftentimes the biggest challenge when using homeopathic remedies. So I hope you all have learned something today. I certainly have. It was a great review and refresher course for me and my homeopathy. Dr. Merville, your expertise is always very much appreciated. Thank you for being on the show with us today.
Well, thank you again.
And again, for everybody who's listening, you can learn more about homeopathic remedies by going to Boron.com, BoronUSA.com. That's BoronUSA.com, or stop into the Village Green. One of our educated staff can certainly help you navigate the different homeopathic remedies we have and how to use them. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'll look forward to talking with you all in a couple weeks, and wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, everyone. Listen to Foodie and the Beast next Sunday at 11 when we're talking lamb jam and more. Plus, absolutely positively, mark your calendars to join us April 28th when we broadcast live again from the Carpenter's Cookoff, the annual Foodie Fest fundraiser for Carpenter's Shelter, which provides assistance to thousands of homeless folks seeking sustainable, stable independence. For info and tickets, visit carpenterscookoff.com or tweet at cookoff2013.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Boston bombing suspect Dzhokhar Tsarnaev has not been able to speak because of injuries to his throat. On Fox News Sunday, Senator Dianne Feinstein explained.
He has reportedly been shot through the throat. He's intubated.